Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church as we open up our evening service, the time of praise and exaltation of our Lord, as we always like to do. We start off with anyone remember the number? 255. Okay. 255. We'll sing the first and the second. Father, we thank you for your divine presence today, for you being with us from the early morning hours to the late evening hours, and that you have guided us and directed us every moment and every step of the way, that we would learn to worship you in spirit and in truth, that we would learn to know you and the power of your resurrection, the hope of eternal life, that you would encourage our hearts and minds to be one with you, that we may live a life that is an example to those around us of your holiness, of your righteousness, and of your perfect beauty. And I pray for your Spirit to be upon us this evening as we bring forth the testimony of your grace, that you would help us to understand your word and help us to know you better, that we may live a life worthy of your calling. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So as everybody knows or hopefully remembers, is Pastor Otero is up in the Portland area, up in Oregon, actually closer to Tualatin is where he's actually at. And so he's not here this evening, so you get to be with me. And so I am blessed by it. I don't know if you guys are, but I am just blessed to be here, and I'm encouraged by the people of God and the conversations that we can have and the testimony of Christ. And so I do want to open up this time to those that are here to say, this is what I'd like to sing. This is how I want to praise God today. What would you like to sing? Mary, 181. Oh, my book doesn't have that one. Oh, okay, good, I found it. 181. You don't have it? Well, you're just going to have to wing it. You're good. 61, okay. We will sing all three because I know someone else likes it. I don't know who it is, but I've heard rumors. Chris.
255.
We did that once, didn't we?
Yeah. You guys sing?
We always sing 255. That's okay. We can do the third one. We haven't done the third one tonight, so. else would you like to sing this evening?
He Lives.
132. Oh, actually, we're going to do, Wayne had one he wanted to do. 125. Okay, we'll do 125 and then look at 132. How much did Jesus pay?
All of it.
Jesus paid it all. Testament, God said that we are no more capable of changing our nature than an Ethiopian is capable of changing the color of his skin. Praise the Lord for the intervention of his Holy Spirit. What else would you like to sing this evening?
Okay.
228. One of the things I like about the old hymns is they're not so sung so fast that you can't think about them, but they're sung at a level and a pace that you can really contemplate, what do these words say?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I find rejoicing about them. 132, this is one of my favorites.
I speak his name.
Sal. 529. My country, 'tis of thee. See the word rills, and I say, what in the world is a rill? Anybody know what a rill is? No, that's a reel. It's a little stream. It's where when the water is coming down off a mountain, it'll form its own streams. Those are what's called the rills. The little rills. It's very shallow. And so I looked that up a while back. I says, what in the world's a rill? But that's what it is. And so God is responsible for every one of those. Those are His. I mean, He cares about even these little rills. How much more does He care about us who are made in His likeness and His image? Praise the Lord for that. What else would you like to sing tonight? We've got time for a couple more. Joe. We can sing the fourth stanza. Okay, fourth stanza, 529. Had God in mind when they created this new form of government? They wrote it, but when they wrote the government form, how do we know that they had God in mind? The Declaration of Independence. We're created equal. All men are created equal. I mean, the number of times, read the Declaration of Independence and look at the number of times God create or the Creator is referenced. The basis for the separation from England was because England had violated the laws of nature, the laws of God. And that's what started off this great experiment called the American country and the American Constitution eventually. What else would you like to sing? Okay, Chris?
213.
213.
Thank you.
how many times I've heard people mention or talk about that Genesis chapter 1 cannot be historical fact. Because we have light 4 days before we have the sun. Duh! Well, is that impossible for God? If there is going to be no sun or no moon in the new Jerusalem, the new heavenly kingdom, why do we need one in the beginning? God is the light of the world. And so he formed the light, and he is the light. And so it's no problem when you look at it biblically, to say it's no problem for there to be light without the sun, because we have the sun, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so praise the Lord for that. What else would you like to sing this evening? We've got time for maybe one or two, maybe one more. Well, let's pick pastors 511. Pick one for our pastor. He is in Oregon, number 511. Young, and thank you for all of you for singing and making me look good in song. What a blessing it is.